From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 921st broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Ray Price!
Now Blue ain't the word for the way that I feel, and a storm's brewing in this heart of mine. This ain't no crazy dream, I know that it's real. You're someone else's love now, you're not mine. I'm a yearning heart, keep saying you're not mine. My troubled mind goes soon to another, you'll be well. And that's why I'm lonely all the time. Treasured dreams I had for you and me, and take all the love I thought was mine. Someday my crazy arms may hold somebody new, but now I'm so lonely all the time. I'm a yearning heart, keep saying you're not mine. My troubled mind goes soon to another, you'll be with. And that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Well, thank you, folks, and a great big hello to all our Grand Ole Opry friends.
And a big welcome, too, from Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, String Bean, the Opry Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and our guest stars tonight, two fine fellows who are great names in country music, Merle Travis and Jimmy Dean. I mean, there's going to be some picking and singing tonight, and a lot of fun, too, because look who's coming. It's the Grand Ole Opry's answer to Rock Hudson, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Howdy, Mr. Ray Price.
Well, howdy, Rod.
Good to see you, Ray. Good to see
Rod,
you.
Rod, you look sort of worried, old buddy. What's wrong?
I am worried. My brother Elmer died last week.
Well, now, I'm sure sorry to hear that, Rod.
He died owing me $4.
$4? You'll never collect
Elmer
that.
Elmer done that to me. Owed me $4.
Yeah, well, you'll never collect it now.
Well, I don't know. One of these days, I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to ask St. Peter where Elmer's at, and I'm going to walk up to Elmer, and I'm going to say, Elmer, I want my $4, Elmer.
Wait a minute, Rod. What is after you get up there if Elmer ain't up there, too?
Well, in that case, you can collect it and send it to me. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, Rod.
Have you seen my gal Susie anywhere?
No, I ain't.
I can't keep up with that booger to save my soul. She's getting so big and fat, she looks like a bale of hay with a middle bale busted.
Is that right?
I was over there the other night steering. We were sitting on the settee in there in the setting room, sitting on the settee.
Yeah.
And sparking. She was sitting in my lap, Ray.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, Lord. All of a sudden, she turned to me and she said, oh, Rodney, what if Father should come in?
Yeah, that's right.
I said, well, if he do, you just sit still. He won't see me. Just about that time, she kissed me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she did. Kissed me there. Just as she kissed me, he walked in and called us. He says to me, he says, how is it I come in here and find you kissing my daughter? How is it, I say? I says, it's pretty good. He says, well, I don't like it. I don't like it. I said, well, you didn't get it. She's got a little old brother just about that high named Buford.
Buford.
And that Buford is without a doubt the meanest little dickens that ever was.
It'd be kind of hard, isn't
it? Every time I go over to see Susan spark a little dab, damn half two dabs, he'll do something to me.
He will.
Last time I was over there, night before last, he got one of them great big old bill posters tacks about that long.
Yeah.
Put it in the settee where me and Susie always sit and spark at.
Uh-oh.
And I went in there and popped down on it.
What happened?
Now, brother, you talking about taxes on your real estate and automobile. Wait till it hits your personal property, son.
Thank Rod. Thank you just a whole lot. Well, sir, tonight we're rolling out the welcome mat for a real good friend of ours. He's a great name in country music and records for the Capitol, folks. And he's the man who wrote 16 Ton. Here's Merle Travis. Merle, it's real good to see you again, buddy.
Well, it's real good to be back on the Grand Ole Opry with all you folks, Ray.
Well, where in the world have you been keeping yourself?
Been doing town hall party out in California and picking for the people on the West Coast.
Well, I'll tell you, we're sure glad you dropped in to visit, Merle. And before any more time gets away, how about doing that song of yours?
You talking about 16 Ton?
That's right.
I'll give her a whirl, Ray.
Say a man is made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones, with a man that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, if you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. One fist of iron and the other one of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul. He loaded 16 tons. And what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
That's a real fine song, Merle. Say, I hear you're a real baseball fan.
Ray, put me in the bleachers any old day. Any old town, give me my pipe and my Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and I am one satisfied man.
Well, no wonder. When a fella packs his pipe with good PA and lights up, he starts right in enjoying the finest smoking comfort there is.
Plus, the best tasting, wonderful, natural tobacco flavor there is, too.
Right. Fellas everywhere who've tried PA know right off that PA not only keeps all the flavor nature put in tobacco, but in its special secret way, PA has lifted that flavor to something even richer and tastier. Always fresh, always crimp cut, PA gives you the same smooth, comfortable smoking. Pipe smoker or Makin's man, you don't have to wait for that seventh inning stretch to reach for good Prince Albert. The very next time you want to enjoy a natural tobacco taste, try PA, Prince Albert, the national joy of smoke. Here we go with some good old country square dancing with Tommy Jackson doing the fiddling and all the Grand Ole Opry young and just going to town.
Ladies and gentlemen, all good.
head, head come and go. Later on.
You know, we always like to do a song with a religious thought to it each Saturday night when we come to visit with you. And we hope you like the one we picked for this time, In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Thank you, folks. Thanks very much. Well, sir, we've been shy of some good picking so far. So what do you say we welcome our favorite guitar man, Chet Atkins? Mighty good, Chet. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you somebody who's really had a time tonight. She's been spinning around so much, because both our guest stars are fellas, that she's almost blown her price tag. Here she comes now, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I want all of y'all to know that I had a date with a handsome young man today, and it cost me money. I went to the doctor. That's right, sure enough. He was my doctor, and I told the doctor that I was suffering from loss of appetite and loss of weight and loss of sleep. And he said, how old are you? And I said, 21. He said, you're suffering from loss of memory, too, ain't you? Oh, he's a fine doctor, but me and him didn't see eye to eye on the diagnoses. He wanted to take my tonsils out, and I wanted him to take me out. But after I went to the doctor, I had to go to the dentist. And so I went to the dentist, and the dentist looked in my mouth, and he said,
Rodney, Minnie.
Oh, shh. Rodney, now you've got me down in the mouth. I'd be ashamed. Rodney, I want to tell you that I went to see your picture called A Face in the Crowd, and I was so proud of you, I nearly died.
Well, bless your heart, I'll vote for you.
Well, now, I want everybody that's listening in to go to see that show. It's called A Face in the Crowd, and Rodney, you were the best thing. I like to die. I couldn't stand it. I was so proud. I just sat there and I says to myself, I says, I know him.
Now, I did. Minnie, I appreciate them kind words, but we better get over the show here. This
oh, right. Yeah. Well, Prince I just Albert. Want to tell everybody.
Prince Albert Coast Coast.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Do you like riddles?
Yeah.
Here's one for you. Do you know what the Hoot Owl said when he went courting and it started to rain?
He went courting and it started to rain.
Yeah.
Did he say, let it rain, I don't give a hoot? Did he say that?
Let it rain, I don't give a hoot. No!
Oh, he didn't say that.
No, Minnie, that ain't what he said.
What did he say?
The Hoot Owl said when he went courting and it started to rain, he says it's just too wet to woo.
Oh, right. Too wet to woo. You're crazy. Hey, listen, Rodney, I know a riddle. You want to hear it?
Yeah, Minnie, pull it
what
out.
What did the envelope say to the postage stamp?
What? I don't know, Minnie. What did the envelope say to the postage stamp?
Stick with me, baby, and we'll go places.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, Minnie, I got another one. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Look, I'll say to you, Minnie, you know how many hairs there is in a pig's face? You say, no, Rod, how many hairs is there in a pig's face? And I'll tell you. I'll spill the beans. See?
Yeah,
Tell the funny part.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Howdy, Minnie.
Howdy, Rodley.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
You know how many hairs there is in a pig's face?
No, next time you shave, I'll count them. Bye now. See you next week.
I'm telling you, say a minute, did I see Hezzy fuming and fussing in your front yard yesterday?
Yeah, I had him mowing the grass and he was all steamed up. But you should have come by just 5 minutes later.
He calmed down.
I run in the house and fetched him the Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper.
That'll do it. When a man rolls his own with good PA, he's sure PA's crimp cut will let him roll a neat making cigarette. No blowing around or dribbling out the ends. He's sure PA is fresh, cause it's always fresh. And when he lights up, he's sure to enjoy the natural tobacco taste of PA. See, Prince Albert keeps all the flavor nature put in tobacco. Then by a special process, brings that flavor right out. Richer, fuller, tastier.
A few puffs and Hezzy was purring like a kitten.
Cause PA is a comfort to smoke. Yes, sir. Roll your own or pipe smoker. You'll find mild and mellow PA a joy to smoke.
It's the natural taste, and that's a test. The Bruce Prince Albert is naturally best. The smoke's so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now we'd like to welcome a young fellow who's shooting just as high as you can shoot in the field of country music. He's here for another visit to the Grand Ole Opry, and we're real glad to have him, Jimmy Dean.
Yeah. Howdy, good buddy.
Jimmy, a great big welcome to the Opry.
Well, thank you very much, and it's certainly my pleasure to be here and be on this fabulous show.
Well, thank you. You know, I hear tell a lot of folks are getting to see you these days on your new television show, and that you're cutting some mighty good records for the Mercury folks.
Well, we hope that a few folks see us, and with your kind permission, we'd like to sneak in one of those Mercury records.
Exactly the direction we're going, Jimmy. What'll it be?
We got a new one called Happy Child, Tommy. If you're ready, and I'll scoot over to the piano and let her go, all right? Well, I got a little bit of everything I need. A dollar in the pocket, shoes on the feet. My pants may be patched, but they're always neat. I'm a good Lord.
happy child. Well, I got a woman of the very best. She loved me till it's time for them to lay me to rest. I'm about the richest man in town, I guess. I'm the good Lord's happy child. I got the rising sun in the morning, the moon and stars that shine at night. Well, a little baby boy to keep me smiling, and the good Lord to help me raise him right. Well, I got brown beans on my plate. I don't owe nobody, so my bills are paid. My mom always said, now that's the way to stay. I'm the good Lord, happy child. Yeah. I got the rising sun in the morning, the moon and stars are shining at night. Well, a little baby boy to keep me smiling, and the good Lord to help me raise him right. Well, I got brown beans a-setting on my plate. I don't owe nobody, so my bills are paid. My mama always said, now that's the way to stay. I'm the good Lord's happy child, one of his young'uns, the good Lord's happy child.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, boy. We enjoyed having you with us. Now, if you want some real country flavor, by golly, here's a big helping of it. Let's hear it for String Bean.
Hide away down in jail on my knee. Hide away down in jail on my knee. Hide away down in jail on my knee. That ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going down. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. And it's gonna be free this way.
Lord, I feel so unnecessary.
I lost the only gal I ever had. I lost the only gal I ever had. I lost the only gal I ever had. And it's gonna be treated this way. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. And it's gonna be treated this way.
Well, it's been a while since we warmed up our vocal cords, and we're ready right now. The song we've had out on Columbia label for a while. One that you keep asking for, and as long as you do, by golly, we'll keep singing, I've Got a New Heartache.
About an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. Found another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought that I'd forgotten you, but I know that it's not true. Or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart. God and you. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue.
Thanks to Merle Travis, Jimmy Dean, and all of you for coming over tonight. And you be sure and be on hand next week when we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Marty Robbins. And Marty's bringing along those two crazy Winston County pea pickers, Lonzo and Oscar. Till then, this is Ray Price, and thanks for everything. And we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. This cigarette brings you the finest taste in smoking. So enjoy full-flavored Camels, the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette. Now all the brands are marching in a cigarette parade. And way out front is Camel, the smoke and flavor made. You really should discover the difference between just smoking and Camels, a real smoke, I mean. C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
To our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.